28th of June 2019, Matthew 11, 25-30. It's the high feast of the heart of Jesus. At that time Jesus exclaimed, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever and revealing them to little children. Yes, Father, for that is what is pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy and my burden light." Those who are wise in this world and very intelligent, they are in danger only to build their life on what they know. And so it might be sometimes not easy for them to understand the world of faith, because the world of faith is given directly by the Holy Spirit. Those people who count very much on their own knowledge, they also have the danger to be proud, because those knowledge is it like they have it always and they can deal with it. But the things of the faith often we have just to accept in humility, we have to receive it. We didn't get them from ourselves. We know there were fishermen who were answering the vocation of the Lord. Also, when the gospel came to the world of the pagans, often it happens for simple people, poor people. It was not only because the message of the gospel was a consolation for those who might have been in very difficult circumstances. No, it is because the gospel addresses very strongly to the heart of people. And simple hearts take it over. The Father likes very simple people, simple hearts. Jesus let us know this when he says we should be like children. So he speaks of a certain kind of simplicity, of trust, like a child. And we can understand that this kind of attitude in our life is for people who are very proud of their own knowledge. They don't want it to have it, they don't long for it. But when you are open for this, what God is saying to us, and you're simple, then it is easy for God to fill us with His wisdom, which is different from knowledge of the world. Also, this invitation of the Lord, "Come to me, who are burdened, I will give you rest," is addressed to simple hearts. Not only those people who have a lot of burden in their life, and under this burden they find the Lord and take over the word. No, also for those people who understand that they cannot make the salvation for themselves, who understand that their forces are weak and are burdened through the original sin, and limited, of course. They notice that the human love is not enough, can be also easily broken. And there is nothing you really can count on absolutely. So if we hear this word, come to me, who are a burden, I will give you rest, it helps us to wake up for the reality of our life. We need a Lord. We need a Redemptor. We need someone who is leading us. We need someone who is loving us without conditions. We need someone who helps us to carry the burden. Shortly, we need Jesus. So the Lord shows us He is the one we are in need of. And He is not using our weakness for Himself. He is not refusing us because of our weakness and sins. He is loving us so much that we always can count and lay on Him. Simple hearts can know to this, that they are at home at the Lord. They live out of the safety. They will find rest for the souls. So our question, how we can become simple souls? Simple does not mean naive. Simple souls are just open for the truth. And so we can come out of our complications. One important step in this direction is to follow the word, come to me, Jesus said. Let's come, just with all and everything, to Jesus. And do not try to find always the right answer out of ourselves. Let us talk with the Lord about that. Let us trust Him. If we get help from Him, then we should thank Him. We should realize each day that the Lord is looking for us. And when we notice, our soul will become simple, receptive. She's going to open under the mild light of the Spirit. And if the Spirit of the Lord can come into our heart, then she knows more and more that she is loved by God. And this is a key, that we have a simple soul. If we know more and more that we are loved, then we trust more, then we can be sure in our life, and a human being is awakening to his reality. He is a child of a wonderful, loving God who is turning to us in his Son with his whole heart. In Jesus, we meet the endless goodness of God.
Today we hear a song written by Saint Hildegard von Bingen, a German mystician. She says, O shepherd of the souls and very first voice, through which all of us were created, may it please you to release us from our miseries and weakness.
O Pastor.